Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday. It is the PEA from the Enchi Gold Project. Looking at some of the headline numbers here, at a gold price, a base case of $1,650 US an ounce for gold, we're seeing a post-tax NPV of $212 million and a 42% after-tax IRR. If we move up to a higher gold price, we also see even better economic numbers. Luke, I'll let you take us through those ones, but give us just a general synopsis of your expectations, how this PEA fit into the overall plans for the company here, please.
Yeah, hi, Corey, Chad. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, we're extremely pleased with the PEA results that we put out yesterday. They beat my expectations when we went into the process of kicking off the PEA. I mean, one of the things we've talked about on this show a number of times in the past is ultimately the advantages of a heap leach project. And I think that's really showcased within this PEA. Obviously, a heap leach project, as I've touched on before, is a much lower capex way of producing gold. So the capital intensity that's shown within this PEA really has helped with the economics of the project. So we're looking at a $97 million build. And if we're looking at 1850 gold, you've highlighted some of the results at 1650, which is the base case that we use. But at 1850, you're looking at an after-tax NPV of just over $300 million with a 54% IRR. So very strong economics. And that's less than a two-year payback at 1850 gold. So the capital here is one of the real drivers. The other thing I would just highlight is, you know, when you look at that $300 million NPV and compare that to the $97 million of initial capital, you're looking at about a 3-to-1 NPV to CapEx ratio. And that's something that a lot of investors in the market look at in terms of, you know, for every dollar that I'm putting in to building this project, how many dollars am I getting back? So, you know, all of those things are metrics that we're very, very pleased with, as well as the production profile. It's a significant project. I mean, over the 11 years of production that we've outlined, including the initial kind of ramp up year, you're looking at just under 1 million ounces of production. So you've got just under 90,000 ounces of annual production over that 11 years. And importantly, in years 2 through 5, we're looking at over 100,000 ounces of production. So about 104,000 ounces averages over that, with peak production actually coming in year 10 of 121,000 ounces. So with all of the exploration that we've got, there's lots of opportunity to fill in some of those years that are below 100,000 ounces as well.
Luke, let's also talk about the updated resource as well, because the company did update the resource. It was sitting at just over 1.2 million ounces. Now we see it at 1.4 million ounces. This incorporated 20,000 meters of the current 66,000 meter drill program. Give us some insights on where the updated or the new ounces came from in that resource, and also, again, the drilling that was incorporated in that.
Yeah, so the resource that we put out, 70 million tons for just over 1.4 million ounces. One of the areas that we've now added as our fourth resource area, and it's an area that we've talked about a few times on this show in the past, is Quachikrum. So just as a reminder, we have Siyum, Boeing, and Nyam, which made up our previous resource. And obviously, we've now added Quachikrum to the as our fourth resource area, about 55,000 ounces there. But obviously, we're doing a bunch of additional drilling there, and we'll look to start to expand the overall size of the resource at Quachikrum. And you did touch on it in terms of, you know, what we were able to get into this resource updated. It was only 20,000 meters, so all of the drilling that we did in 2020, we were able to get off to our independent consultants, and they were able to include that in this update. But ultimately, we've got an additional 46,000 meters. A number of those results we've talked about on this show before, and we've put out over the last few months. And ultimately, we think that that will add to resource over time, as well as a bunch of the drilling that we're continuing to do. So we've got about an additional 28,000 meters of drilling that has not been released to the market yet. That's ongoing. And ultimately, we'll look to continue to add to the overall 1.4 million ounces that we updated the market with yesterday.
Luke, one other point that I want you to address then is the company's market cap compared to the NPV numbers that we're seeing in this PEA. Please just break down the disconnect for everybody, please.
Yeah, so I'll let your listeners kind of come up with what gold price they ultimately want to use. But I mean, if I look at it again at a 1650, which is the base case that we used for this project, you're looking at a $212 million NPV. At an 1850 gold price, $302 million. So you're looking at anywhere from about 0.2 to 0.3 times is where we're trading relative to those NPVs at the moment. So when you look at the broader market, I would argue that that's quite an attractive valuation for investors. And ultimately, if I look at the trading range, which we've talked about in the past on this show, I mean, we've kind of traded in a range of kind of 60 to 65 cents a share. And we've traded about 12 million shares at an average of 62 cents. And we look at this PEA as a potential real catalyst to start to re-rate the stock as, you know, analysts in the market start to obviously update their numbers with the results that we put out yesterday.
So, Luke, obviously, these are great numbers on the PEA. And like you mentioned previously, a lot of the drilling that on the current 66,000 meter program didn't make it in. Only about 20,000 meters made it in. You're kind of midstream with the drilling you're doing at your four main targets. Could you give investors a little bit of a roadmap of what to expect for the next few months as far as the ongoing drilling campaign? Where is your focus going to be? And can maybe we dive into a few of those targets a little deeper so investors know what to expect?
Yeah, good question, Chad. So in terms of the next few months from a drilling perspective, so we have obviously put out some results last week and in the last couple of months that really highlighted a bunch of the step out drilling. I mean, Boeing's probably the best example of that. You know, we talked about how we've now stepped out a kilometer to the south at Boeing, 400 meters to the north. So we've added about 1.4 kilometers of mineralization there. So again, that's focused on the oxide, which we think will add to that 1.4 million ounces that we just talked about. But in terms of the next couple of months, or I guess next probably 3 or 4 months, a lot of the drilling is going to be focused on deeper targets. So of the last 28,000 meters that we have yet to release to the market, 18,000 of those meters will be diamond results. And again, where we see the mineralization on these greenstone-hosted deposits along the Bibiani Shear is as you start to get into the sulfides, you really see them increase in grade. With the RC drilling that we've done, we've had some very good initial results with the deeper holes down at kind of 175 to 200 meters. We've encountered some nice higher grade material. But with the diamond rigs, we're actually going deeper than that and starting to push down to kind of 250 to 350 meters for the first time ever. To highlight a few of those results, if we look at NIAM, for example, we put a press release out on that one a couple months ago. And with the deepest holes ever drilled there, we encountered 5.4 grams over 9 meters, 5.78 grams over 7 meters, as well as at Boeing with some of the deeper holes. We've had some good higher grade intercepts there. So in terms of the focus of that drilling, it will be to ultimately follow up on some of these higher grade results that we've had and start to chase that mineralization to depth with the diamond rig. So that's where the focus has been, is Boeing, Siyum, NIAM, as well as Quatrichrome. We've started to see some nice higher grade as we've gotten deeper on those results as well. So we'll look to chase those structures and prove up additional high grade at depth.
Well, that will be interesting to look at some of the higher grade underground results as they come in. Luke, do you anticipate putting out an updated resource estimate then sometime later in the year with all of the balance of the drilling program included?
what we're going to most likely do from here on out is just continue to put out updated economic studies. The challenge with just putting out an updated resource is that as soon as you put out that updated resource, it actually stale dates your economic study. So if we were to put out an updated resource as a standalone, we wouldn't be able to actually include any of the results from our PEA within it, within any of our marketing material. So what we'll most likely do instead is just continue to update the economic studies as we go with resource updates within those updated economic studies. What I would anticipate is, probably be big, first half of 2022 would be when we look to, get another updated economic study out to the market with, similar to what we did yesterday, an updated resource embedded within that.
So, Luke, one further point. I will post a link to the maps and figures that are included in that news release because I think it does do a very good job of showing where some of the new drilling has come from and the potential expansion here at especially the Boeing deposit, something that you and I chatted about last week. In terms of just a general summary of this overall PEA, obviously the numbers are good and this is really just a snapshot in time, but are there any other areas, whether it comes to the strip ratio or all-in sustaining costs, that you think investors should be paying attention to? And also on the flip side, that as this general resource grows bigger, where there's room for improvement within this mining scenario?
Yeah, good question, Corey. So in terms of, I think I've touched on some of it. Obviously, very low capital intense project, and that's one of the real advantages that I've often talked about with a heap leach project. The average depth of the mineralization, we're still only down at about 60 meters below surface with the pits that are included in this PEA. So obviously, real opportunity to continue to expand those pits at depth, as well as all of our current deposits remain open along strike. So continuing to step out and adding material along strike, as well as, we've talked about Siyum South, which is actually one of our largest anomalies. Actually, it is our largest anomaly, 3.5 by 2.5 kilometers in size. We're going to be drilling that for the first time ever. We're in the process of going back up to Arati, which we've got some historical drilling up there. So we'll look to get some additional drill holes there and look to further extend mineralization and over time get that into the resource as well. So, there's lots of kind of district scale exploration opportunities for us that sit outside of the existing resource areas that we've identified to date. So that's something that we're very excited about. And you asked about strip ratio. So we, one of the reasons we're able to drive such robust economics with this PEA is that we do have a very low strip ratio. So we're looking at a 2-to-1 strip. And at Siyum, which is the largest of our deposits, we're actually looking at a 1.3-to-1 strip. So those are some of the real advantages that we've got with this project. And ultimately, I think, this PEA, as I've highlighted, has really created a fundamental underpinning of value for the company, and I think an opportunity for the stock to re-rate on the back of it as people start to look at these numbers in more detail and compare them to other projects out there.
All right, Luke, I appreciate that update. One other note is that the company is hosting a webinar on Thursday. I will post a link below this interview for everyone to register if you want even more information on this PEA. And if you have any follow-up questions for Luke regarding anything, any of the activities going on at Nucor Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Luke, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time. We'll follow up as more news hits the market.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad. Always great to catch up.